It's Monday. Monday, the 2nd of February. It's 8 a.m. Skies are clear, apart from... Why is that a contradiction? Mostly clear, apart from some light cloud that I can see. And the southern skies are a dusky, a very wishy-washy orangey pink with the sun rising. I wonder if it'll change, I wonder if it'll richen and deepen. Or have I already missed it? Oh, it's another beautifully calm and still dry and cold morning. It'll change, you know. But at the moment, it's beautiful. As Mrs. Blackbird stuffs her belly with bread and porridge. Just so aware of intrusion. Off she goes again. I've already seen her chase off three blackbirds just before I stepped out. But they just tease her, really. It's the old tactic of misdirection. Hey, get me over here. Come and chase me. Right, guys, get out while she's away. Yeah. The other birds are not stupid, of course. They know how to get around about it. But as long as she's got a full belly and loads of energy, she'll be fine. Oh, you know, I really can't wait till the spring. On two occasions recently, one the other day there and one not so long ago, different audio boyfriends had been listening back to my archive and had come across a recording I made purely of the bird song in the spring morning dawn chorus. And on each time it gave me the excuse to re-listen through that. It's lovely this morning. It is. It's lovely with bird song that's going on. But on that one, the blackbird was in his glory. This makes you long for spring all the more. So I slept well last night. Again, another very good night's sleep. That's two in a row. Something to do with February. And I'm now on a health campaign. My wife decided to go on one. And every time she goes on one, I'm seconded into the plan. Actually, I really don't mind because I need to trim down. It's not always a good time of year to do that, but it's not starving or eating salads. Oh my goodness, no, not this time of year. It's just a matter of control substances. Oh dear Lord. It's just a matter of mind control, though. solitary starling pecks as much as it can from that suet feeder, that suet pluck. I wonder where his friends are. Oh, I can hear some up in the Leylandi. There's lots of activity, massive activity, and now more song, so are the birds getting as excited as I am about spring? Or they're just overjoyed that another long, dark, very cold night is over. Hey. Beautiful morning, beautiful and cold. It's also good to feel good within yourself, at least I do this morning. I have so much to do, so much going on at home and at the moment. Glad when it's all done and finished, which might be about September. I think that's why I enjoy the days we're away, whether it's just a single day or a mini break or a holiday. Leave all those to-do lists behind. Why do to-do lists always grow rapidly, faster than you can chop one off? Why is that? I'd like to have a to-do list that started. Do nothing, relax, stay calm, enjoy the day, do what you will. Eat chocolate and drink coffee. Wow, get a nice day. Just one. One a week. No demands from any quarter. A totally free switch off day. Someone's happy. It's a little blue tit, way high in the naked silver birch tree, hunting for beasties and spiders. He's found something, because he's pecking like mad at his feet. He stopped singing. Maybe he got a juicy grub.